This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
And that's true with you. You still have wounds from words that have been said to you, but I want to say something in defense of people. Don't be quick to throw rocks about the words that have been said to you. Because I notice that most people have amnesia when it comes to remembering the things that we've said, but we have total recall about things that were said to us, and we're accountable for the word. Get this. This may scare somebody to hear this, but I believe it's true. You're accountable for the words that you said that you forgot about a long time ago. You're still accountable for that, and so am I. How do I know that? Because of the words I said, quoted of Jesus, by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Words have power. Words have power. One author commenting on this story of Alexander the Great said this: a cruel word may wreck a life. Careless words will kindle strife. Bitter and brutal words can actually kill the spirit of another person and bring as much suffering as a knife or a spear or a gunshot wound. And then he says this: think for a moment of the people you know whose spirits have been killed as children because of an angry father or mother. Think of all the wives that you know had their spirits killed. That's strong language, because of a continually uncontrolled anger of a husband. Think of the husbands who have been the victims of a continually angry woman. Then he goes on to say this: we talk about spousal abuse, we talk about child abuse, we talk about sexual abuse. He said, you never hear people talk about anger abuse. You rarely or never hear people talk about anger abuse, but abuse with anger is a form of abuse. And it's a sin, and like any other sin, requires the forgiveness of Christ, not just an attitudinal shift. William Barclay says that churches and Christian lives are in ruin today because of bitter and harsh words. There are a lot of things I quote and I agree with them. I'm going to quote something to you that I'm not sure I agree with, but I'm going to quote it anyway. I'm not sure I believe what I'm going to tell you. Some people said they did agree with them. Here's how it goes. Barclay says that more damage has been done to the cause of Christ by evil words, angry words, than by all the persecution in the history of the world. That's a strong statement. Listen to that again. More damage has been done to the cause of Christ by evil words, angry words, than all the persecution in the history of the world. He says most of the time these words come not from sinners, but from those inside the church fellowship. The quickest way to erode the morale and enthusiasm of God's people is to unleash a barrage of criticism and anger with another person. The tongue has a tremendous power for evil. The tongue has tremendous power for evil. This is from the book of 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Paul is talking about visiting the church at Corinth for his third visit, and here's what he says. This is the Message translation. I do admit that I have fears that when I come to you, you'll disappoint me and I'll disappoint you. And in frustration with each other, everything will fall to pieces. Quarrels, jealousy, flaring tempers, taking sides, angry words, vicious rumors, swelled heads, and general bedlam. Now here's what's remarkable to me about what Paul just said. He wasn't speaking to the guys down at the local bar. Paul wasn't talking to people from the union side of things or the management side of things in some arbitrational dispute between union and management. He wasn't talking about people at an office somewhere. He wasn't talking about people at a government agency. I want you to say it with me. He was writing to people who were part of a church. Isn't that remarkable? Paul is writing to Christian people, church people, and said, I'm afraid to come and see you. It's going to be angry outbursts, vicious words, people letting other people have it, outburst of temper. He was talking about the body of Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.